This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. Today is February 27th. Welcome to this pandemic.news update. I'm Mike Adams, the publisher of pandemic.news. I'm one of two voices that I'm aware of in America today that's really hammering home this incredibly simple point that's being denied by everyone. And the point is that almost no one in America is being tested for the coronavirus. Now, there are websites that are also covering this, like Zero Hedge, Infowars.com. I've been a frequent guest with Alex Jones. Alex is fully aware of this. But in terms of just the mathematics and the numbers, there are two people hammering this right now. It's myself and it's Chris Martinson from peakprosperity.com, who I'm trying to get on as a guest, by the way. So if anybody out there knows Chris Martinson, you know, have him contact us because he and I need to have an interview because we're both scientists. We both are good at math. You know, we both can do the numbers here. And I've been listening to his podcast and they are 100% right on. And he and I have the same analysis of where this is going. I don't know what his views are on vaccines. I have no idea. Maybe he's pro-vaccine. Probably is, but I don't know. But the point is, he and I should talk publicly about where this is going. Because remember, there was a caller I think it was a couple days ago, to Rush Limbaugh, a caller that mentioned my name and pandemic.news and said that, hey, this guy, Mike Adams, he's saying, and he's citing government numbers, and he's saying that almost no one in America is being tested. Now, Rush, instead of saying, well, I'll go look at the CDC website and see for myself, instead of doing that, he basically said, in kind of a polite way, he said, well, there's no truth to that. Essentially, I'm paraphrasing. He said, there's no truth to that, and you're going to find whatever information you want. You know, kind of a self-reinforcing information. Well, guess what? I'm not inventing the numbers. I'm citing the CDC. So when the CDC says they've only tested 426 people in the United States, and I cite the CDC, and I screenshot the CDC's webpage, and I link to the CDC's webpage at cdc.gov, and then for people to say that that can't be true, it's just rank denialism. The CDC is publicly revealing that they've only tested 426 people. It's not like I'm saying there's some grand, dark conspiracy where the CDC publicly reports they've tested 25,000, let's say, but they've only tested 400 according to me. No, they've only tested 400 according to them. That's their claim. So how can anybody in America look at that and think that, yeah, that's plenty of testing? Well, I've got even more news for you. I've had my staff compile the clickable URLs for all 50 states, their state health departments. And we are now putting together the numbers of how many people have been tested in each state according to the State Department of Health. And guess what? The numbers are almost all zero. It's like 0000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000 you can click the links. You can click into the Nebraska government Department of Health or the Oklahoma or the Florida or the Vermont or whatever. You click in. You look at it for yourself. And you see what they're reporting. Because I'll tell you, they're reporting zeros after zeros after zeros after zeros. And yet you still have people, again, like Rush Limbaugh at the moment. Maybe he'll come around, but Rush Limbaugh thinks, I guess he thinks that there's lots of testing going on in America. But why would he think that when there's no official source that even claims such a thing? I guess if you ask someone like Rush, who's not a specialist in this area, maybe if you just casually ask him, hey, how many people do you think have been tested in the United States of America? We have, last time I heard now, it's 390,000 Chinese students. we have, I don't know how many millions of people travel to and from Asian countries every year. We have people here from other nations where there are infections, such as Italy, where there are, 300 plus infections now, and South Korea, where there's over 1,000 infections, over 1,100 actually. We're not blocking flights from South Korea. We're not blocking flights from Italy. So if you ask a person, hey, how many people in America do you suppose have ever been tested for the coronavirus? I mean, ever, since day one, the aggregate total over all time. I think the average American, if you forced them to answer that question, they would probably say, 100,000, maybe? Million people? Some people might say, 10,000 people. And if you said to them, no, it's only 426 last time we checked. Maybe they've updated it today. Maybe it's 442 now. If you told them that, I think they would be really shocked. Like, what do you mean? 426. And you say, yeah, the CDC's only tested 426. And they would say to you, but aren't the states testing? And you would answer, all the states have tested about zero. Because they're sending samples to the CDC, you see. And the CDC is testing, basically doing all the tests in the country. Because the test kits the CDC sent out don't work according to the CDC. So it's like, it's so bizarre for me to be essentially accused of, reporting a conspiracy theory when I'm citing the CDC's numbers. So if I say, the CDC said the test kits don't work, and I cite Dr. Nancy Messonnier from the CDC, who it now turns out is Rod Rosenstein's brother or sister, excuse me, by the way. So yeah, Rod Rosenstein is her brother. That's a whole new wrinkle right there. We'll explore that later. Some juicy investigations there. But Nancy Messonnier says the test kits don't work. It's cited in the Wall Street Journal. It's in the New York Times. It's in CNBC.com. But if I report that, then I think people like Rush Limbaugh say, that must be a conspiracy theory. No, it's Nancy freaking Messonnier. And that's not her middle name exactly. But she said it. I'm citing her. She's high-level CDC person. I don't know, maybe she's an intelligence officer or something. She's a high-level CDC person. She said the test kits don't work. And since the test kits don't work, nobody's doing any freaking testing. I'm not making it up, people. I know you know that listening to this. I'm not making it up. I'm citing the CDC. So it's insane. I don't know. Is all logic and reason now gone in America? Has everything broken down to the point where even the nation's largest radio host, Rush Limbaugh, and I'm not trying to pick on him on this, but it's a great example. The largest radio host in America who reaches millions of people a day cannot go to the CDC website himself and see the number 426 total testing in the country. I mean, Rush, he's a techno guy. He's like an Apple geek. He loves iPhones. Surely he knows how to use Safari. So he can load up Safari on his iPhone and he can go to cdc.gov and he can just search for coronavirus and it will bring up the page I'm talking about. And he could read it on air. According to the CDC, says Rush, there have been only 426 tests in the entire country. But no, he concludes that that's a conspiracy theory, I suppose, and downplays the caller. So we really are now in this country. We have entered this bizarre, twisted era where it's almost like if I take a picture of a field with cows in it and the grass is green, and I say, look at this picture, the grass is green, then somebody out there is going to say, you claim the grass is allegedly green, but that might be a conspiracy. How do we know the grass is green? Like, you're looking at the picture. How do we know you didn't doctor it? Well, how about the fact that grass is always freaking green? Well, no, they're going to say that's not good enough. No, you might have changed it. How do we know that grass wasn't blue and you made it green? It's like, I cite the CDC and people think that, what, like, did I take over the CDC's website and change their numbers for them? Like, I hacked the CDC and I made them print 426. Why would I pick 426 to begin with? If I was going to pick a number for the CDC, I think it'd be funnier to make it 420. That's what how many people have been infected with the coronavirus while they were high in America? 420. That would be funny. But no, I didn't hack the CDC's website. I don't control their numbers. I'm just reporting their numbers. I'm just reporting what they are printing. And so when I put together this list for you, it's going to be links to all 50 states and all the numbers that they are reporting. Okay? This is going to be epic because everybody will be able to go to all those websites and see zero after zero after zero after zero after zero. And people are going to go, what the F is happening in America with no testing for coronavirus? And eventually, I guess we're going to have to hammer this point. Eventually, it's going to become apparent to even the naysayers and the denialists and the just dumb people that no one is being tested. And if no one's being tested, how can you tell if anyone is infected? I know it's almost insane to have to ask a question like that. But here we are. Here we are in a world where Dr. Meissonier from the CDC, I think that's how we pronounce her name, Dr. Meissonier says, we have no evidence of any community outbreaks. And we're supposed to go, well, I guess that means we have no community outbreaks. But she didn't say that. She said, we have no evidence of community outbreaks. Well, how can you have any evidence if you're not doing any testing? I mean, it's a searing question. It's a question that's loaded with logic. How can we detect community outbreaks if we're not doing any testing? It should be obvious to everyone. The whole country should be asking this question. Why is it just Mike Adams and Chris Martinson? Why are we the only two people that keep asking this question over and over again? It's the most obvious question in the world, but no one is even willing to talk about it. The media won't tell you anything. They keep saying that there's no evidence of community outbreaks. It's like, I don't know. It's like if you walked into your living room and one of your family members was there looking at the TV, but the TV was turned off. And that family member turned to you and said, there's nothing on TV. And you say, well, have you turned on the TV? And they say, no, but I have no evidence that there is anything on. And you're like, well, the TV's turned off. You haven't turned it on. So how could you see what's on TV if the TV's not on? I'm sorry to keep sounding a little condescending here. And then the family member says, well, how do I know anything is on since it's not on and I can't see anything? And you're like, well, you're going to have to take this as a matter of faith that if you turn it on, then you will start to see things. There will be moving images on your screen. There will be sounds. And there will be stories. Trust me on this point. It requires electricity to the unit. That's like saying that if we're going to see outbreaks in America, we're going to have to turn on the testing system. We're going to have to grab the remote and hit the power button and start looking for infections. You can't find infections if you're not looking for them. I guess it's like someone who has really terrible vision, and they can't read without their glasses, and they run around saying, I can't read, I can't read. Well, you're not wearing your glasses. And they say, I have no evidence that there are any books here or newspapers. And you're like, well, you're not wearing your glasses. Why don't you put on your glasses so you can see? And then they say, well, I don't want to wear the glasses, but I don't think there's anything to read anyway. I don't have any evidence there's anything to read. I don't see any words. Yeah, because you're not wearing your glasses. And it just goes in circles like this with people like Rush Limbaugh, I suppose, and the CDC. It's like, why don't you do the freaking tests and then tell us, if you want to tell us that there are no outbreaks in America, why don't you test 100,000 people first and tell us that there's zero testing positive out of 100,000 that we've tested. Why don't you do that? But no, the CDC's answer is, well, we're just not going to test anybody. And we're just going to pretend that all the infections in America came from the Diamond Princess cruise ship. And that's our little delusion. We are the CDC. We're not going to promote infections until there's a vaccine. And then we're going to scare the crap out of everybody by saying, oh my God, everybody's infected. Everybody has to get vaccinated. Trust me, that day is coming. So until then, it's going to be no infections. After that day, it's going to be everybody's infected. Because they're totally discredited. It's a corrupt criminal organization, the CDC, just like the WHO. A bunch of pathetic quack science jokers. I'm not sure if Dr. Meissonier belongs in that category. Maybe she does. I don't know. I can't figure her out. One day she's telling the truth. Another day she's lying. I don't know. If you can figure her out, let me know, because I can't figure her out. But if Dr. Meissonier is listening, you want to do an interview with the Health Ranger? I tell you what, we'll ask you some real questions and maybe put this whole thing to rest. We'll see. But I don't think the CDC would let her even talk to me, because the very first question would be, why the F isn't the CDC testing people? And where do you go from there? I don't know. We live in a totally insane society now, where just the most obvious, logical, science-based question just drives people insane. Now, you're a conspiracy theorist for asking how many people are tested. Really? Because, I mean, every country in the world, it seems, is testing more people than America. There are more people tested in Vietnam than in America. More people tested in Italy than America. More people tested in probably Iran than America. America's not doing any testing. So how do we know America isn't already infected with thousands of cases? And the truth is, we don't know. And the CDC won't do the tests on purpose. I mean, surely they have labs. Their annual budget's $6.5 billion. I'm pretty sure you can buy lab equipment with that. I own a lab, and we built it for a fraction of that, a couple of $1 million. If I had $6.5 billion, I could build like 3,000 labs, basically. But that money goes to the CDC, where it goes down this giant black hole of quack science and lies. And so there's no testing, $6.5 billion, zero testing, essentially, and a whole bunch of lies. So the CDC is not a virology testing center. It's a lie factory, just like China, just like the communists in China. The CDC is a lie factory, good at manufacturing and exporting lies and nothing else. Well, why should we expect anything different? It's the Centers for Disease Dissemination. It's the Center for Multiplying Disease, so they can sell more vaccines. That's what it's always been about with the CDC. Sad to say, but read my website, pandemic.news, and check out the new chart we've got there, all the links to all the cities and, I mean, states, public health departments. It's freaking amazing. And I know I've used the word freaking maybe 10 times in this podcast, but I'm trying to be polite. So thank you for listening. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support. Thank you for watching. If you want to support our mission, visit us at healthrangerstore.com for the world's largest selection of lab-verified superfood and nutritional products for healthy living. It's at healthrangerstore.com.